Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah babe, to see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah. Got a friend.
Good old James Taylor there on a Wednesday evening. Can't beat that song. Welcome, everybody, here on this Wednesday evening. We're here with Lisa Zayas, psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your phone calls on this show. So all you got to do is dial in the phone number, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. That's right. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and there you go. So there you go there. And if you want to contact Lisa for private sessions, we do have listed her website, also phone numbers, all listed here. And you'll find so much more on Lisa's website as far as a lot of shawls and, you know, therapy, hypnotherapy CDs. One of those I can testify to, the sleep therapy to help you sleep at night, calm you. I tried that and I never got to the end of it, so neither did my wife. So it does work and works really well. So I know a lot of people have trouble sleeping at night, and you know, and pills and things like that is such a negative for your body. But then also, what good is it if you're going to make you tired tomorrow? So it does no good. You might as well stay up all night, really. I heard a doctor once say that. It's very true. So anyway, but you can find Lisa's website, the link all right there. And Lisa's offering hypnotherapy by Skype, only $45 per session. So Reiki, and so check it out. A lot of handmade items, and really beautiful website there. A lot of, I can definitely relate to a lot of the handmade items made from love. And my wife makes a lot of items, hand stitching, and I, my quilt that I got for Christmas from my wife is like, well, Lisa will be able to tell you. I forget the name of the material, but it is so soft, so it keeps you so warm in this, in the winter months. And anyway, it's keeps me and my little kitty warm in the winter. So anyway, so let's go to the phone lines as you guys are calling in. Let's bring Lisa on into the show. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hey, Michael. How are you? Doing good. Yvonne is called Burnett, B-E-R-N-A-T, and I know it's wonderful. Well, it's also very expensive. It's, if you don't get it on sale, it's $9.99 a skein, so it's not cheap when you make a blanket out of that. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, that was my Christmas. So I was happy to get it. That's all I needed.
It is super nice. Yeah, I've been making baskets, and I'm going to start posting it. I'm making little pouches to hold crystals and or sage and things like that. So I'm experimenting with little pouches. They're little drawstring pouches. My son said I probably should make them bigger and make make them into backpacks, but I have to decide how, you know, where I want to take that. But, yeah, so everything else is pretty good. It seems like I just spoke to you yesterday. Wasn't feeling so good last night. I have to thank my husband for taking good care of me. It was the first time in a long time that I actually had a fever. And it was interesting because I just, you know, sometimes when you get sick, it's almost good to, like, sit back and kind of accept it. You know, a lot of us, you know, we get sick and you start thinking right away, oh, my gosh, I have the flu or I have this. And you get so worried, and that's the worst thing you can do. But I don't know what would happen. I had, like, a little bit over 100, and I haven't had a fever in years. And I was really achy, and my joints hurt, and I was cramping, and I really was not feeling well. So I decided just to sit and do nothing. I decided just to let, you know, everything go. My husband was wonderful. He went out and got me Chinese wonton soup with wonton egg drop, which is like my favorite when I'm not feeling well. So he ran out and got me that. And, you know, I said to my innate or your soul body, whatever you like to call it, I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this pampering. I'm going to allow my body to go through whatever it has to go through. I'm not going to fight it. not going to worry about it. I'm just going to be sick tonight. And I'm actually going to just go with it. And it was a great night. It really was. We watched TV. We cuddled. You know, he just took such good care of me. And then I said to my innate, we have a lot to do, and my husband's on vacation this because it's spring break and he's a teacher. And I said, by tomorrow, I will be done, though. I will be done because I don't have time for this. But I will just take this night off. And I woke up this morning. I was a little groggy because I had taken a Tylenol PM because I wanted to sleep through the night. I was a little groggy, but we had a lot of things to do. And within about 2 or 3 hours, I was fine. And as you can hear in my voice, I am fine. So I wanted to share that with people, not in a bragging way, but it's so important that when you feel your body getting sick, to almost immerse yourself in to see what's going on. What is going on? What do I need to do right now? I felt that I needed to take remedies. I don't know if people out there know about, you know, natural homeopathic remedies. So those are tinctures under your tongue. I felt I needed a couple, 3 different ones out of my box, and I took them. You can, if you want to, contact me on my Facebook. I can direct you to a really great company for natural homeopathic remedies. And these are white little pellets that are the size of a poppy seed that you put under your tongue. They're so tiny that I need my glasses to actually put them under my tongue. And you take about 3 pellets of each. And what I was, what I needed was a couple of them, and I did. I took it, and I felt much better by the morning. But the most important thing is that I allowed myself to figure out, okay, obviously I need to stop. Obviously I need to be quiet right now, and there's something going on. Because even the day before, I wasn't feeling at 100%. So I decided that this had to take its course. And people will say, well, you know, I can't do that, or, you know, I don't know how to. Well, you definitely have the ability. You just have to believe that you can make a contract with your soul, with your innate, and explain what you need to have done. For example, if you have a cold, what does everyone always tell you? And they say that a cold will last like 7 days to 10 days, right? Sometimes people say, oh, my cold lasts 10 days. And if you hear a lot of people and they all are saying that, then your cold will absolutely last 10 days, okay? And when I met my husband, you know, he would get a cold. He goes, oh, it's going to last a week. And I'm like, do you want it to last a week? He goes, no, but that's what it always lasts. I'm like, but do you want it to last a week? And he goes, of course not. I said, well, then why don't you change? Why don't you tell your body how long you want to be sick for? And it took him a few times. I think now the most he's ever been sick was a cold, and I mean a really cold, a real cold, not just a little. I mean talking like terrible, where your head is hurting and you have to take something for it, is maybe a day and a half, 2 days. That's the most that we're ever sick. And if we listen to our body really quickly, if you start to feel the stirrings within you that you're getting something, you immediately have to respond to your innate. You have to answer that call. You don't wait till it's full blown and you have a cold. That's why these remedies are such a great thing. There is something to take before you get a cold, if you are the onset of one. And again, you have free will. If you believe that colds last 7 days and they have to take its course and there's nothing you can do, then that's fine. I just don't think that you have to last that long. And if we can control how long we have a cold for, what else can you control? What other things are you absolutely, you know, have the power to do? Manifest, change things, create different change. Recently, a friend wrote to me, and he's involved in changing jobs, and he was told about the, you know, Mercury retrograde, not sure if he should sign contracts. And I told him, I said, but if it's meant for you, it's meant for you, and your soul and the Creator want you to change jobs, then don't worry about a retrograde. You know, we put so much fear. Sometimes a little bit of knowledge is too much. Sometimes we read so much and you hear Mercury retrograde. Oh, my gosh. I was hearing that one time. I think everyone I spoke to said, well, watch out for the Mercury retrograde. You know, a little bit of knowledge sometimes is dangerous. And when we put that fear into everybody, you know, if you're meant to sign a contract and if on that day you have to move out and it's the first and you lost your apartment and you found another apartment, don't worry about the Mercury retrograde. You know, think about what your soul, what your innate is telling you. We went through a lesson last week, if anyone wants to watch the show last week, where we were talking to a listener about the three choices that she had to make and putting them inside a door and picking which door it was meant for her. Please listen to that last show if you want to hear about that exercise. But we are much more capable of doing things and holding our own power. There's also a thing about when you have a lot of information with, you know, in your health, when you go to the doctor, you know, doctor's just going to find out some information. He might throw out a few things. Hey, maybe you have this and maybe you have that. The worst thing you can do is start to worry about everything. Your innate will tell you. I'm not against going to doctors. Please don't get me wrong. I believe in them totally. But the thing is that sometimes when we go to the doctors, they bring such fear into our lives. You know, how many times did you go someplace and then it wasn't true? I mean, we told the story about my son, you know, with his Mercer, and every time I was there, they would say that the Mercer had gone into another part of his organ. And just to recap, I kept denying it. I wouldn't share it with my ex-husband or my other kids. I wouldn't tell them what the doctor told me, because 2 days later he'd be like, okay, it didn't reach his heart, but we think it's now in his liver. Or they would just jump someplace else. And this went on for weeks. And I think if I would have bought into everything, I mean, they were doing the best they could. Please make no mistake, these doctors were, the Mercer was really taking over my son, and he was in critical. So please make no misunderstandings here that I did not, I did feel that they were doing the best that they could, and my hats go off to all of them. But at the same time, if I would have jumped into that fear, if I would have gotten so wound up and worried about it, I don't even know if my son would have been alive today. In fact, I know he wouldn't have, because he would have saw the worry in my face, which maybe would not have let him fight as hard as he was fighting. Because every time I talked to him, I'm like, you're going to be fine. Doctor said you're going to be fine. And he had lost so much weight. He's 5'10". I think he was under 100 pounds at that time. Do you think I would have told him anything but that he was doing great? Of course I wouldn't have told him that. He needed to believe. And by believing, he made himself better. I absolutely believe that. And, of course, the other story about my son, and he was so hurt and he had lost his spleen, and he believed in himself, and he believed he would feel better. He believed he would leave that hospital. And as the story goes, they found a second spleen in my son because he believed, because he wanted to make sure he left that hospital with a spleen. It's a miracle, yes. There's not many people that have a second spleen in their body. It's 1% out of the population, and that was my son. But he believed he would leave that hospital with a spleen. And so both my sons had very, very traumatic, you know, events in their life. And both of them, because they believed so much, are able to tell you the story today. In fact, my son is in California, and he told his doctor about the spleen story, and the doctor was just amazed. I just couldn't even believe that was the story. So these are things that I don't tell you because, oh, I read it in a book and I just want to share you some stuff and, I just want to puff up my chest. No, I tell you because it's the truth. I tell you because my husband and I, we practice this. We believe in it. My kids are absolute facts, statistics. They could tell you that this is what happened to them. We don't have to lie to prove these things to you, but we do have to tell you them so that you would believe, so that maybe one day to try it. When I teach classes, I tell my students, and I hope this doesn't happen to anybody, but I say, the next time you bang your toe, and you know how painful that is when you stub your toe, you're holding it and you're jumping up and down for like 10, 15 minutes and you sit down and you're rubbing your toe, grab your toe and say it didn't happen. Grab your toe and think before you stubbed it and go back into time for a second and grab it and say, it didn't happen, I'm fine. You will find out within a minute, the pain goes away immediately. And I did have someone, unfortunately, they banged their head. They picked up their head and they banged it on a cabinet. And they said, Lisa, I did what you told me. I grabbed my head and I said, it didn't happen. And she goes, it did work. I'm like, I don't want you to bang your head. But, you know, these are necessary, absolutely necessary things that you need to know. Just grab, you cut your finger, God forbid, you just get up. Even a paper cut. Now, you know how a paper cut is not detrimental to your health, but you know how painful they can be. God, when you do get one, grab your finger. Say, it didn't happen. Didn't happen. I'm fine. And you will see within seconds that you're innate. If you could do it and catch it just in time, you could absolutely believe it didn't happen. Because if you take a couple of minutes, by 2 or 3 minutes, it's already a fact. And it doesn't help. It has to be instantaneous and quickly. You have to go back into time and say it didn't happen. So for anyone out there, you know, send me your stories. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But if you happen to just, you know, get a little bang, this will be a good test. And once you master that, basically when you're undergoing any kind of surgery or you're ready to do something that is going to require some pain, you could actually go back into time or you could leave your body. And that's another thing for another topic for another day where you won't feel that pain. So I want to end on that. And, you know, I hope if anyone's listening tonight, please, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on Facebook, Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S, and just ask me. Or you could also visit my website, Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki. There's a contact form there. And please, ask any question. I'd be happy to answer it. And if I don't know, I don't know everything. If I don't know, I will research it until I am very sure of an answer that I can give you. So, and that's that, Michael. So, turn it back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I find that too. I find that you can just, you have an illness or something going on, you can just will it away. Say, I'm not going to be dealing with this for days and days. Like you said, you know, and I think rest is so important. I mean, it is, your body will, most people will heal, you know, yourself. I know it does me. If I get sick, all I need is rest. All I need is just to get to rest. Don't need medicine usually, and it'll heal itself very quickly usually too. So, yeah. So
that's good to hear. I'll practice that too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's go to callers here. And again, the number to call in to speak to Lisa, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Let's go to our first call from Illinois, and we're going to bring Lisa into the show.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. I like your name.
I like yours, too. So what can we do for you, Lisa?
Yeah, so I was wondering, I just wondered, like, what you see for me in terms of, like, I was looking for part-time work and then maybe moving later this year. And I don't know if you, like, see maybe a time frame for that.
Okay. All right. All right, so this card I draw is possessions, which is interesting because that has to do with money. Everything speaks of choice, and the true kernel lies hidden in your soul. You also get the card unknowable, which means that you have two choices, and you're really not sure. So I feel like you're not sure what you want to do either. So your spirit guides are kind of waiting for you to make a little decision on your own. Not that they don't want to help you, but you're not sure. There's just two decisions right there. Would that be correct?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking I might move to a bigger place nearby in a different town, or I might move out of state. I'm going to go visit later this year. I can't go till maybe like October, November. So I think I'll know once I visit if I'd want to do it right now or maybe just go there in the winter a little bit and buy a bigger place here. I just wondered if you had any feelings like what might work for me more.
Since you get the card unknowable, that usually means that's a free will card. I always call it the Joker card. And it doesn't mean that I don't want to answer your question. It just means that you have some information that hasn't come to you yet. You know, you have some issues that you have to work out. So they're kind of leaving it open. Let me just read a little bit of the card so you see what they're saying. It says, it promises nourishment from the most worldly to the sacred. This rune calls for a deep probing of the meaning of profit and gain in your life. Look with care to know whether it's wealth and possession you require for your well-being or whether the growth of your will. So at the stage of your life, you have like a, it's like another door you're going through, and they're going to ask you, why do you want to do this? What's the core? You know, when we're younger, we do things spontaneous. You know, sometimes we get married spontaneous. We don't really put a lot of thought when we're younger.
Right.
When we get older, Spirit says, okay, here's the door. And we look at the door, ugh, here's another door. Let me think about this. Because we've known, you know, how we've been in the past when we've acted maybe spontaneous. And for good or bad, you know, we get wiser as we get older. So Spirit allows you to go to that door and says, hey, you know, a door is coming. What do you want to do? And you get to, just, you know, to use all that information that you have before and then go to the door, open it up, and decide. So what they're saying is that, what do you want to do, Lisa? Who is Lisa right now? Who is Lisa
well,
right now?
Well, I won't know till I visit, and I feel like if I don't feel totally sure, then I'll just go there in the winter and then buy a bigger place here. I know I want a bigger place, and I'm going to be able to get it come November or so. So basically, it's really not bad either way. I could go there in the winter and just explore it, but still get a bigger place here. So it's a matter of me going there and then deciding, okay, I think this is right, or I need a lot more time, which means going there a few winters in a row before I decided on anything major. So I'm really not worried about it. I just know I have to go there later this year. I can't go now. And then make a decision. I'm buying a bigger place, and I can buy a bigger place in a city nearby and be very happy still and have all the comforts near my home where I've been, and then explore, like, long-term, not just make a decision overnight, but explore slowly if, like, it would be right for me. Maybe I'll just like to be away winters for 3 weeks, you know? I kind of like variety. So I think I'm probably not going to make a major move until – I know it's right. Otherwise, I'll just make a move nearby in a city near me to a much bigger place. I want to get like a townhome. I'm in a condo.
Okay. Yeah, and that's exactly how I feel. Like, I would love to give you an answer, but it's really, you don't have all the pieces of the puzzle yet. So, and it's going to be
right.
How that part. I also think that, you know, the finances, when you start doing your budget and seeing what you want to do, that's going to play into it also. But the biggest question when you're going on this journey, Lisa, is keep asking yourself, why am I doing this? When you,
right.
you whatever decision you make, think 5 to 10 years from that point, the decision that you've made. Will I still be able to maintain all this? Will I still be able to do this 5 to 10 years later? You know, don't have short sight. Think further out, and then you'll be able to make your decision. And the council says, please, make sure that you think 5 to 10 years from that point.
Yeah, because at that point you're older, and you have to see, like, do they have good senior services as well? It's a very
exactly.
good point. You have to see, like,
yeah.
is this really going to be good for me later down the line, or would it be smarter just to go there in the winter a little bit? You know what I mean? I
yeah.
know what you're saying. Look at all angles. What about a job? Like, I've been looking part-time, and I really need that coming up. I'm hoping I had a couple offers and I didn't take them. I didn't feel they were right, but I'm hoping something good's going to come along because I need like 15 hours a week just to work part-time, not full-time.
Okay. Okay. It says events are more likely aspects of your character interfere with changes. You may feel dismay at failing to take right action, but rather than dismay, what is called for is diligence. You have to fertilize the ground. So I guess what they're saying is you might have to change something that you're doing, what you're looking for, change an aspect. Are you good with, like, fabrics and stuff?
No,
like, are you
no,
good
no.
Something like that?
No.
Any kind
no,
of,
I'm,
like,
No, I'm working with kids part-time, you know. Just I have a master's in teaching. I did it with adults, and, like, I did it with children years ago. But I'm looking to do that again, just, you know, part-time. That's what I'm looking for, and it'll suit my schedule because I do a lot of other things.
Would you be willing to change? Would you be able to change your field? Because I think there's something else.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I have experience in that. Yeah, I have a wealth of experience. Yeah, that's not a problem
at
all.
Something in fabrics with retail is what I feel that you would do good in. Finding patterns and fabrics. That's the type of job Well, keep an open mind because they said that it's a pattern of changing. So it might not be in education anymore. But just, you know, if it's something different, don't close the door to it. Especially if
you don't think that I won't find something in that area. It's not too hard to find, you know.
Right now, I'm seeing something. I don't know why. I see curtains and fabrics around you. So I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not really sure. But, you know, if it comes by, please let me know. But that's the words I'm getting as I'm speaking to. So this could be a little part-time thing that where you pick out patterns and stuff in a furniture place, help people pick out while they match stuff. That's, you know, a nice job for someone.
Like interior design, kind of?
Yeah, like when someone comes into, you know, they say, hey, I have this couch, this curtain. I like to buy a couch with this kind of fabric, and you kind of pick it out and pick out the, you know, the futon or something to match it. I think that's a lot of fun, and I think that's something you'd be good at.
Uh-huh. Kind of using it more of an artistic swing, like with adults, not children?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see me working with children more?
Not right now. I see retail around you right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I think it would be very very rewarding for you. It would be something very different.
Okay. Well, I keep it in mind. You never know. You might end up in something like that part-time. You know, I mean, I'm not looking at all to work more than like 15 hours a week, you know.
Exactly. And I think that would be perfect. But definitely keep us posted. You know, let Michael or myself know. We'd love to hear, you know, what you did. I absolutely would love to hear it.
Okay. I'm going to listen in. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a blessed night, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're back here on the show. In the screening room, let's go next to area code 920. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you?
I am well.
Oh,
what can we do for you?
Well, thank you for speaking with me tonight.
No problem.
And, Lisa, I'm looking to possibly make a job change and have applied for another job, really interested in it. It's going to entail learning, you know, doing some on-the-job training and, you know, furthering my having to get a certification in it. Do you see me getting that job or that position at all?
Okay, the card I pull is standstill, which means that everything's on hold right now. Do you have to do an internship before you get paid?
No.
No? Okay. See, it says you get the first card of a standstill, which means there's a freeze. And it says, praise the winter and gather the snowdrops. Listen for your name on the chill wind and bless the seeds waiting for the call of the spring. And then you get this card, journey. And the journey card to me, I see you starting. You're just at the beginning. So are you changing a field? Are you changing the jobs you want? Something totally different?
Yeah, it would be a total shift in what I'm currently doing now, and they do provide on-the-job training.
Okay. All right. So that explains a lot. All right. It'll take you a while to fall into these steps, and you're right at the beginning, but... So don't get dismayed. Like, if it's going to be a little bit of a challenge because it's something that you've never done. The journey card shows me the council saying you're just at the beginning. So you still have a lot to go with the training and everything. But I think you'll do well. I think if you really, you know, apply yourself, I think you'll be okay with this.
Okay.
I'm gonna
pull it seems. But will I be accepted for the position, you think, Lisa?
I do think so. You get the unknowable, which brings great potential, and then you get the card joy. Is it physical work?
Yes. It's going to be a little bit more physical than I have been doing. Not that I'm unaccustomed to it, because I have done, you know, physical work in the past, but I have a desk job now, and then this position would require me to be on my feet. So
okay. All right, so it is going to be physical. Now, is there a gentleman in your life?
As in the way of a significant other?
Yeah, that person is in and out of, is supporting you right now?
No.
Not happy about this?
Pardon
the job. Is this person happy or not happy with your job, with this new job?
I don't have a significant other at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Because I see somebody comes in, but they're in and out. They're not really a part of it. They're in and out. All right, so that'll happen, so that's okay. I just worry that this job will be physical, so definitely make sure that you are able, as you're doing this, to you're going to be on your feet very long, so that's going to be very different from you. But I feel like you're going to be doing other things, not just standing on your feet. Are you lifting anything? Any other physical things that you have to do?
No, not necessarily lifting, but more so being on my feet during the course of the day.
All right. I feel you're going to be happy, but not for a while. If I had to, you know, as I'm being honest, I think you will be happy eventually, but the training and learning this job might be a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'll be happy eventually.
Okay.
Once you nail it down and you feel comfortable, because there's a lot of things to learn. Anytime we're out of our comfort zone, it's always different. But I think you'll be fine, but don't give up. The council's saying don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I realize that, you know, there is going to be some training to start with, and I'm going to have to be, you know, very attentive and need to be, you know, on the job, you know, every day, right there with it. So I'm not opposed to that at all. I'm just wondering if I'll be considered and accepted for the position.
I think you will. Are there younger people in there? Is there a variety of people in this place? Like you have
a lot
of people there?
Very much so.
Okay. All right. It's the younger people that you have to, you know, sometimes when you're working with mixed ages, that could always be interesting. And it has a lot of different click stuff involved. But I think you'll hold your own. Just don't give up this thing.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Well, that's encouraging. It's very encouraging.
Yeah. And you get the card, the last card I drew, I've been kind of pulling the cards as I see them. You do reach your wholeness, meaning that you do come into your own self. I would say this is April, May, June, July, August, September. The summer's not going to be easy. You're not going to get, you know, your vacation time. Everyone's going to be taking off, so people are going to be coming and going. When the fall comes, things will settle down and you'll feel a little bit more at peace.
Okay.
And I know that sounds like a hard time. You know, because the summer, everyone, you know, you want to enjoy your summer, but the summer's not going to be easy for you, but once the fall comes, you'll be like, okay, finally, you know, you'll find your groove. And everything will settle down better. I do get some younger people working there. I'm not sure how long they stay, but, you know, maybe when you get the job, we could kind of go do a longer reading about the people that will be there, the cliques and stuff like that.
Mm. Okay,
right.
Well, I have that in my position right now, so
A boy and a girl, a male and a female?
Oh, yeah, there's both men and women in, you know, senior staffing and management, and it's very clicky, very, very clicky.
Yeah.
Where I currently work, and I'm really, you know, used to that. I try not to entertain myself in any of that or get into any kind of office gossip or anything like that. So
now, there's a male and a female that's young that work with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and is the male married?
I think he's
one
living with somebody.
Okay, and the female's not, right?
The female. Well, there's quite a few females, and some are married and some aren't.
Well, these two that are connected, I just feel like there's a good affair going on, a lot of stuff going on with these two, and they're causing a huge amount of problems, these two.
No.
He's taken, she's not, and there's just a lot of clicks, and a lot of, from them, springs out a bunch of cancer, I call it, and nastiness that just swoops everybody into this tornado effect.
Yeah.
And there's two of them. If these two people were gone, the office would watch, you know, would go much better. You know,
uh-huh.
Like we talked time on the show, when people talk and gossip, they bring in this whirlwind of nastiness that just seems to just, like a terrible rippling effect that affects everyone.
Okay.
It's a shame. It's a shame because if everyone in the office just stopped talking, to allowing these two to do what they're doing, it would end.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone took a stand and didn't allow these two to gossip and drop this negative seeds. These two would probably leave or just stop what they're doing and realize they're not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what? You could be that first one. If you see that, you know, if you had enough people to, you know, kind of stop the hatred, stop the gossip, your place would be a much better place to work in. But because of these two individuals, it's not so.
Mm. Okay, well, that could definitely pertain to my situation now or, you know, maybe something that I'm coming into. But, yeah, I don't really entertain any of that and don't really try and comment on anything that's really going on if it's brought up to me.
Yeah. I as you speak, I think the male and female are in your current situation.
Okay.
I think they're now. I don't think they'll be in the future. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, you leave those behind and move forward. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let us know about when you get the job and, you know, we could, you know, do maybe a little longer reading about it. But I wish you the best of luck. I really do. You're going to do great.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
And you know what? Just keep sending out mantras. You know, see yourself getting the job. See yourself doing well. See yourself cashing your first check from this position. See yourself buying yourself a new coat, jacket, suit, whatever it is, pair of shoes. See yourself doing all these things. And see yourself so vividly doing them that you just can't imagine not getting the job.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right?
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, no problem, Amy. Have a great night. Many
you
blessings.
Too. Bye-bye now.
Bye. So we'll wait for the next caller because Mike is probably in the screening room. So I just wanted to say to everyone, thank you so much for, you know, supporting us here at the show. You know, we do really like to reach many people. And if you have any questions or a topic, there are so many topics that many of the psychics here would love to talk to you about. And that could be anything from your angels and what the angels mean. Everyone has different takes on it, but not everyone is... Not everyone is just absolutely right. You should always take a little bit of this and that and make your own decision. But you back, Mike?
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. I was in the screening room. Came back, and I didn't know if the caller's line is lit up, but they're gone. Okay, great.
Okay. We're ready.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lisa. You filled in very good there. You've been doing this a year, so you're a pro at it. Let's go to New Jersey. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Laura,
hi,
how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What can we do for you?
I would like to know if you see a relationship coming in for me sometime this year.
Okay. All right. I feel like the standstill card keeps coming up. We got a standstill. That always means a little bit of time. But now, you know what? As soon as I say that, I do see a gentleman with dark hair very dark straight hair. Is that someone that's around you now?
No, not yet.
Okay. A dark-haired man that's hair is parted like on the side, short hair. That's all I get right now. But you have to wait a little bit. And I'm not really sure. I don't know if he's in transition, if he's moving or something like that, but he's not in your area yet. But you do get a nice card. I like the next card you get, and that is signals. And signals always means that you will be given information. It's a messenger card. It says, and still the waters rise, crossing the deeps. A messenger brings the promise of a new life unfolding. O Ancient of Days, may the beauty of your intention show in our faces. So this is a great card. It talks about, I love this card because it's Loki, the ancient trickster, the Norse gods. And what it says is that even a messenger from a homeless man can give you a signal. Like, you're going to get a signal that your man is coming, but in an odd way. So what they're saying is look for the synchronicities. Look for signals that are kind of moving you in that direction towards him. And, you know, to be honest, Laura, the best way is to keep your heart open and to keep letting the universe know that you are ready and that you are healthy and ready to share your life with someone and to be very specific in what you want in this person and to not cheat yourself in any way. That you would like
any
to...
idea? How I would meet him or under what circumstances?
It seems like it's going to be an odd meeting. When you get the signals card, it's an odd meeting. Meaning, like, it's like, oh, someone invited you to dinner and someone was there. You know, that type of thing. Now, I pulled a third card, which I usually don't do, but the third card always says, kind of summarizes. So this is the Labyrinth card, which means, use all the information, Laura, that you've had from your past experiences to really solidify what you want in this relationship, okay? Who is Laura today? What do you want in life? What are you not willing to accept? And really put that out there. Put your heart out there and make sure that you completely know that you are, you know, ready, willing, and able to share your life with someone, in a very mutually acceptable, loving relationship. And what I mean by that is that you allow the winds of love to dance between you. Neither one owns the other, but to allow each other to grow separately and to unite as one when necessary. And that's what people don't understand. They want a relationship. Not, I'm saying you, but when we look for someone, we always look for that, what we need, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to go in as a warrior and be so strong in who you are that you attract a warrior to you. It's a whole different thing. You're not looking to have anyone compliment you. You're not looking for this. You're saying to the universe, I, Laura, I'm a good person. I'm a loving person. I have this and this to offer. I am a warrior. I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm opening up my heart, and I'm sending my heart outward so that my true love, the person who would now take the next journey with me for the next step in my life, can feel my heart and be pulled towards me. And you really have to believe that your heart, when you send that out, it's like a beacon that your spirit guides and his spirit guides will allow that beacon to unite. So when you go out in a night like this, like when it's a beautiful night, you can see the stars or the moon, you just want to go out there, just say to him, I am a beautiful person. And I want to experience love on this next leg of my journey. I'm a spiritual warrior. I am not looking to compromise what I believe in. I am perfect the way I am, and I'm looking for my warrior. It's a whole different way of asking the universe for something. And you,
I love
when you
that.
Say this, when you say these words, Laura, let them come from your heart. And you know what? If you go out there in the middle of the night, if you're in some place where no one would know where you are, and you scream it from the top of your lungs, or you cry and you just sit down and you just weep, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because the universe will hear you. And you just let that heart just melt outward.
Thank you, Lisa. That's great. I will I will definitely do that. I love the way you express that. That's great. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
I will tell you a little secret. It worked for me to get my second husband, so I only tell you things that work.
And thank you. God bless.
All right, let's see how it goes, okay?
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Oh, much bye. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
And you. Bye, Michael. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye. Take care. Okay, let's take one final call, quick call, area code 619. California, go ahead. Your first name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi.
Get to Amy.
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
We do for you.
I have a question on manifesting income and work and, you know, money. I've been going through a lot the last few years, and I just seem to be doing odd-end jobs. And I do energy work, but I met a real interesting lady tonight. Her name is Mina. I think it's Mina. Mina. And she has a cute little psychic shop, and she was, you know, I was mentioning to her we should have a coffee and tea psychic education on nutrition and health, because I love to talk about food and help people understand how to make healthier choices. And I love her energy, and she's the one who kind of invited me into it. Like, you would be great with me, you know, to be part of, you know, working here. And I need someone I can trust.
I like it so much. Your card is breakthrough and growth. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that she came in at the right time. The card Breakthrough is a wonderful card. It says, down the cathedral aisles of deep and ancient forest, burst the morning fire. Take heart, my beloved. What is divine cannot be separated from the source. This card represents a 180-degree turn in your life, meaning nothing will ever be the same. So I think it was very appropriate that you met her today.
Yeah, this feels really, really good. I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm excited again. I feel alive. So that's very, very good.
The only thing I would caution you is, you know, just you be mindful and use your intuitiveness. Use that muscle when you're testing, when she asks you to do something, kind of weigh it. You know, are you acting out of fear, or, you know, should you be, you know, concerned about certain things, you know, just kind of use your intuitive muscle. I think it's a good idea, but keep your eyes on, you know, keep your eyes open also. Your next card is growth, and it shows that you do change. So if you get breakthrough in growth, I see you're in a very good position right now.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then is there time for one more question, or is that it?
Go ahead, I could try. Go ahead.
Okay.
The money question.
Dr. Nimi is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, and he does a healing miracle prayer service, not to be missed. I've seen him twice, and he has been on Dr. Oz and whatnot. And some friends want to go, but we would have to leave Saturday morning and drive 6 hours to and fro. So we got a 12-hour driving trip to see his healing service. And part of me has my foot out the door, and the other part goes, oh, do you really need to go all the way to Phoenix? Can you rest in peace?
Saw him already?
Pardon me?
You've seen him already, right?
I've seen him twice at the healing services, and I love the energy, but is it worth a 12-hour drive?
I would say no. I mean, I've seen Sylvia Brown, and I've seen John Edwards twice. I wouldn't see them a third time. I mean, I can't. Well, Sylvia Brown, rest her soul. But, you know, twice is enough. I love them. I'm good. If you want to do something really special for yourself, get the meditation or channeling or something that day, and give yourself an hour of some meditation and decide where you're going to go. Because the possession card is reverse, meaning that it's going to be an expense for you to go. It's not really worth it for you to go right now. It'll be an expense card, so don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I really appreciate that clarity on reaffirming that. And I want to thank you, Michael. You're inspiring me every day to take a moment for a homeless person and either give them something or just say hello and who are you and tell me about your life. I really, really am trying to dedicate myself to making sure I do something kind every day now. not just all, you know, once or twice a week or once a month or whatever. Now I really want to get on it. So I'm going to go for once a day and give myself the grace if I'm not perfect. But, Mike, you've really inspired me to be more conscientious of these people. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. That's what it's all about, is just spreading the awareness. So you hit it right on the head. So thank you.
Yeah, they're beautiful people. And I thank you. Yes. I thank you. You're doing an amazing job, and I want to be part of your success. So thank you. Thank you both.
Aww, thank you so much. That makes us feel, it makes us everything worthwhile that we do when we come on to these shows. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Thank
everyone,
you,
have
Amy.
A great,
take care.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
That was great. We got her call in, the last call. She's very sweet. Great messages for everybody.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. All right. Well, Lisa, have a good Easter coming up. And we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. All right. Many blessings to everyone. Good night now.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Good night, Lisa. All right. Well, thank everybody for being here. And again, thanks to Amy for your very kind words. And that's what it's all about, is spreading the awareness. And I think we're starting to, you know, it took several months of seeding it, of talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And Bonnie will tell you, I wondered if it was worth continuing. It's like, is anybody listening? Does anybody care? You ask yourself those things when you start something off like that. But it is worth it. And, you know, if you could donate, that's great. If you can't, just the awareness. You can do stuff in your own backyard, you know. There's homeless people. There's people in need everywhere. And maybe you want to do something different than just homeless, you know. There's so many people in need. Just a smile, as Amy said, does a lot for people. So, you ever go in a grocery store? I will a lot of times, and I'll try to connect with someone just to smile. And so many people won't even look you in the eye. Won't just look down and keep walking. Thank God, Lee. What the? We're all connected. We're all brothers and sisters. It might not be your, you know, relative, but. Anyway, I digress. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Great shows. Thanks again, Bonnie, my producer. We just finished a 5-hour set. So definitely a lot of great shows you can listen to. And tomorrow we'll be on just in the afternoon. We'll be on tomorrow night because it's leading up to Easter, and Holy Thursday is tomorrow. Good Friday is the next day, so I'll be in church, and looking forward to that very much. And so we'll see you tomorrow. The show starts at 1:30 Eastern time tomorrow afternoon with Pandrea, and then to follow will be Bonnie. So, all right, take care, everybody. Many blessings. Much love to all, and good night.